I'm here outside the Amex, or the Brighton Community Stadium, as it should be known, on the eve of the Rugby World Cup. Final preparations underway here, finishing touches being made. Gone are the blues and whites of the Albion, gone some of the pictures of Brighton legends, replaced with the pink and green branding of England 2015 and the slogan World in Union. But how does it all look on the inside, where the action itself is going to take place? Well, we're about to get a very special preview. So here in the bowels of the Amex Stadium with the Executive Director of Brighton and Hove Albion, Martin Perry. Martin, we're about to walk through the tunnel, out onto the pitch. Tell us, please, about some of the changes that have been made.
Well, of course, one of the things we've had to do is make the stadium clean. None of our sponsors are sponsors of the Rugby World Cup. So all the branding has had to come off, and then Rugby World Cup have branded it themselves. And of course, as you can see out on the pitch here, what we've done is to take away the football posts, and we've now got the rugby posts erected, all ready for the game.
Indeed, looking very unfamiliar. We are now by the touchline, the pitch looking in pristine condition. It's all going very well for Brighton on the pitch at the moment. Are you confident things will go as well here for the Rugby World Cup fixtures this weekend?
It's going to be very, very exciting. We've got some wonderful teams coming. South Africa, Japan, Samoa, USA. Absolutely brilliant, top, world-class rugby.
And Martin, if you would just walk with me just a bit closer to the pitch by the touchline here, what a fantastic view fans are going to get down here on the lower seats. In fact, we're walking onto the pitch and it does look glorious. Had a lot of rain here yesterday, looking lovely and sunny here today.
We're hoping now that the weather will hold through to the two games. We don't want it too wet, really. Grass for rugby is longer than it is for football. So we've had the water, and we're hoping that it's going to grow so that it's ready for the games on Saturday and Sunday.
Brighton, just one of 13 venues, I understand, hosting games. What does that say about the quality of the stadium here and the reputation it's managed to earn in just a few years?
There's no doubt it is a world-class stadium. And this just confirms all the hard work that we put in to making it the very best that we could.